Speaking on VOA Zimbabwe Services Live Talk program Thursday, a disoriented sounding Dr. Peter Makombeyi, the acting president of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association, confirmed he was the one on the other end of the phone.
I honestly don't know how to truly identify myself, but the Dr. Peter Makombeyi was from Marara Hospital.
The doctor who had been spearheading calls for an increase of doctors' salaries when he disappeared said he could not remember what exactly happened to him or how he ended up where he was, an area called Nyabira, about 21 miles from Harare.
That's the part I'm just afraid about. I think I need time to recall.
Struggling to speak, Makombeyi said he didn't have any obvious signs of physical injury, but only generalized pain. He said his last recollection before being taken by unnamed people were memories of being electrocuted.
I remember being in a basement of some sort, being electrocuted at some point. That's what I vividly remember. I just don't know. I really remember anything.
Missing since Saturday, Makombeyi said a lot of what happened during that time, including if he had anything to eat or if he was blindfolded, was too vague for him to articulate.
Nothing. I barely remember anything. I think I'm having a retrograde amnesia. I just don't know.
Zimbabwe's government and police have denied involvement in Makombeyi's disappearance, but said they were doing all they could to find the doctor. The government also indicated the Third Force could be involved in the disappearance to taint its image. Responding to the police allegation and also Twitter posts alluding to the same accusations, Makombeyi said he had no answer.
I need time to think about it. I don't know.
Zimbabwe doctors, some of whom were already on strike since early September, demanding pay increments, intensified their strike following Makombeyi's disappearance and vowed not to return to work until he was found. At the time of the interview, Makombeyi said he was waiting for the police and his colleagues to pick him up. One of his colleagues told VOA Zimbabwe Service that he was picked up by the police later, who took him to Central Police Station in Harare. Lawyers representing the doctor said police denied them permission to have access to their client. Police spokesperson Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyati refused to comment, saying he will issue a statement. Reporting for VOA Zimbabwe Service in Washington, I am Keith Stube.